Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, when fleas had knees, when camels told truths, when I rocked my mother to and fro, ho, said one, hi, said one, here's the story that they told. In a distant land, there was a beautiful village. The trees in the village were greenest green. The sea in the village was bluest blue. In a tiny house in the village, there lived an old fisherman and his wife. The elderly couple were not wealthy. The man caught what fish he could, and he and his wife sold his catch at the market. Some days, if he was lucky, he caught a few fish. But some days, he waited all day and caught nothing. One day, the old fisherman woke up bright and early, as he always did, and set out to sea on his boat. He wished to catch fish. Time passed, but no fish came. Sometime later, the fisherman gave up hope. He was just about to put away his fishing rod when his line moved ever so slightly. Suddenly, that movement became a shadow and came up to the surface. And what should the fisherman see when the shadow came up to the surface? A dazzlingly beautiful fairy was before him. When he saw the fairy, the fisherman was awestruck. Then the fairy started speaking to the fisherman. Do not fear me. I saw that you caught nothing all day. I came to help you and your wife. I will grant you one wish. The fisherman thought about a while. Many wishes came to his mind. Finally, he decided,
I wish for a new boat and a boat full of fish.
In the blink of an eye, the fisherman's boat was transformed into a huge new boat. There were buckets full of fresh fish at the front of the boat. The fisherman turned to ask the fairy,
How can this be?
But the fairy was long gone, into the depths of the big blue sea. The fisherman merrily went home. His wife was shocked to see the new boat and the buckets full of fish. The fisherman told his wife all about the happenings of the day. His wife was glad for the fish and the new boat, but she thought to herself, If only he had wished for something else. She told her husband, Go back to the same spot at the same hour tomorrow. Take your fishing rod and wait. When the fairy comes, ask her for a big mansion. The fisherman liked this idea. He was glad that he would finally get rid of this tiny, broken-down house. The next day, the fairy really did come back. She asked the old fisherman, Old fisherman, do you have a wish? The old fisherman told her he wished for a mansion. The fairy told him, So it shall be. The old fisherman wanted so badly to see his new house that he went straight back home that day and did not even try to catch any fish. When he got back, he saw a huge grand mansion where his little house once was. That night, the old fisherman and his wife talked. His wife had yet another idea. So the fairy does whatever we want, and that's great and all, but it's such a hassle going out to sea every time we want something. You know what? You should bring the fairy back here, so we can keep her close. The old fisherman was surprised.
Okay, but how?
His wife responded, Easy, I'll come with you. We will trick the fairy and catch her. Then we will bring her home. The old fisherman liked that idea a lot. The next day, the two of them waited for the fairy in the same spot. In time, the fairy came to the surface. The fisherman told her,
Fairy, fairy, come up to the boat so we can see your face. Look, my wife wants to meet you.
The fairy smiled and swam closer to the boat. Just then, the fisherman and his wife caught the fairy by her hands. They tried to stuff her in a sack. The fairy realized what the old couple was trying to do. Suddenly, the fairy transformed into a shiny purple fish and was lost in the depths of the big blue sea. The old couple's new boat fell to pieces. The husband and wife swam their way back to shore, just to see that there was nothing left of their beautiful mansion. They paid the price of their greed by losing both their house and their boat. They had learned their lesson, but now there was nothing they could do about it. They went back to living like they used to, and they never saw the fairy again. As the saying goes, A whole village cannot do what you yourself can do unto you. Three apples fell from the sky, one for one who wrote this story, one for the one who told it, and one for the one who listened. There was no apple left for the old fisherman and his wife. They were not grateful for the things they got. And that's where this story ends.